Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Chargers 2025 season in review.
Muffed!
Justin Herbert took 54 sacks this season and the Chargers still won 11 games. Let that one breathe. Here's how Los Angeles built a top 10 defense, why the run game quietly carried the offense down the stretch, and the one red zone number that cost them in January. 11-6, a 7-seed wild card, and a season that ended with a thud, 3-16 in New England, 0 offensive touchdowns. The Chargers smashed the regular season. The postseason muffed them. Start with the team level portrait because the splits tell a specific story. The defense was the engine, -79.2 total expected points added allowed. And remember, big negative is elite on defense. 7th in the league, 81st percentile. The offense, -25.4 expected points added, 25th in the league, bottom quartile. This was a defense and special teams operation. Cameron Dicker hit 38 of 41 field goals, 93%, 5th in the NFL. Third down offense was genuinely elite, 46.4%, 3rd in the league, 94th percentile. The variance read is fascinating, steady against good teams, beat the Chiefs twice, beat the Eagles in overtime, won at Dallas by 17, but 3 full no-shows, 10-27 against Washington, 6-35 at Jacksonville, 3-19 at Denver in the finale. When this team got muffed, they got muffed badly.
Now let's talk about the passing offense. The headline, -35 total passing expected points added on 629 attempts. 26th in the league, 22nd percentile, bottom of the league efficiency. The reason sits right there in the protection data, 60 sacks allowed on 681 dropbacks, an 8.8% sack rate, 5th most sacked in football. Herbert was running for his life. And yet, here's the wild part, his completion percentage over expected was +3.3, 8th among qualified starters. 3,727 yards, 26 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 8th in the league in passing scores, accurate, productive, constantly on the ground, boom or bust by necessity, explosive when protection held, disastrous when it didn't. Ladd McConkey led the room with 66 catches for 789 yards and 6 touchdowns. Productive aerial attack hiding inside a broken pocket.
Now let's dig into the rushing offense. This is where the Chargers actually outperformed expectations. 2,069 rushing yards on 467 carries, 4.4 a pop, 12th in the league, 66th percentile. Rushing expected points added at -6.3 sounds rough, but it's still 12th in the NFL, and the identity tightened late in the year. The lead back was rookie Omarion Hampton, 545 yards on 124 carries with 4 scores across just 9 games, plus 81.6 rushing yards over expected. That's how much more he gained than an average back would have given the same blocking. Trended up late, the Dallas win in week 16, 34-17, was the ground game showcase.
Next up, the pass defense. This is the unit that defined the season. 3,314 passing yards allowed across 17 games under 195 a game. Total passing expected points added allowed -50.25, 75th percentile work, 45 sacks, 11th in the league, 19 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries, 22 takeaways total, 8th in the NFL, 78th percentile, and the takeaways came in bunches when it mattered. The week 14 overtime win against Philadelphia was a 3 interception game against Jalen Hurts, sealed when Tony Jefferson picked him off at the 1-yard line in overtime to set up the winning field goal, game-sealing turnovers all year. Third down stop rate landed in the 88th percentile, boom or bust elsewhere, but on third down, automatic.
And the run defense, this was the best unit on the team, full stop. Total rushing expected points added allowed -28.98, 94th percentile, 106 rushing yards allowed per game, 16 rushing touchdowns surrendered, solid, and the front consistently won the leverage battle on early downs. Steady floor, high ceiling. There was no week this group got gashed for 200 on the ground. The foundation everything else was built on. The pass rush got home, the takeaways followed, and the run defense never let games tilt sideways. Bottom line, a defense first 11-win team that finally ran into a wall it couldn't outscore in Foxborough. muffed. Season MVP is Justin Herbert, and it's not particularly close. 3,727 yards, 26 touchdowns, plus 3.3 completion percentage over expected, all behind a line that gave up 60 sacks. Eighth in the league in passing touchdowns while running for his life. What has to get fixed? The protection in the red zone offense. 52.2% red zone touchdown rate is 30th in the league, 9th percentile, bottom of the barrel. An 11-win team that scores touchdowns in the red zone instead of settling for Dicker field goals is a January problem, not a January casualty. That's the Chargers 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Chargers feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.